सेवेतो बुभूषूप राजा लोकपतिर गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत बुभूषु पुरुषः क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो राजा लोकपतिर गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत बुभूषु पुरुषः क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो राजा लोकपतिर गुरु word by word meaning atha therefore etani all these no never seveto come in contact bubhushu those who desire well-being purushaha person kvachit in any circumstances visheshata specifically dharmashila those who are on the progressive path of liberation raja the king lokapati public leader guru the brahmanas and the sannyasis translation and purpose by his divine grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada translation therefore whoever desires progressive well-being especially kings religionists public leaders brahmanas and sannyasis should never come in contact with the four above mentioned irreligious principles purport the brahmanas are the religious preceptors for all other castes and the sannyasis are the spiritual masters for all the castes and orders of society so also are the king and the public leaders who are responsible for the material welfare of all people the progressive religionists and those who are responsible human beings are those who do not want to spoil their valuable human lives should refrain from all the principles of religiosity especially illicit connection with women if a brahmana is not truthful all his claims as a brahmana at once become null and void If a sannyasi is illicitly connected with women, all his claims as a sannyasi at once become false. Similarly, the king and the public leader are necessarily, unnecessarily proud or habituated to drinking and smoking, certainly they become disqualified to discharge public welfare activities. Truthfulness is a basic principle for all religions. The four leaders of the human society, namely the sannyasis, the brahmanas, the kings, and the public leader, must be tested crucially by their character and qualification. Before one can be accepted as a spiritual or material master of society, he must be tested by the above mentioned criteria of character. Such public leaders may be less qualified in academic qualifications, but it is necessary primarily that they be free from the contamination of the four disqualifications, namely gambling, drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter. I have been asked to take the next verse also, text 42. Vrushasya nishtans trinpadan tapashaucham dayamiti pratisandhatav ashwasya mahimcha samavardhayat. Translation and purport. Thereafter, the king re-established the lost legs of the personality of it, of the religion, the bull, and by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. Purport. By designating particular places for the personality of Kali, Maharaj Parikshit practically cheated Kali. In the presence of Kali, Dharma, in the shape of a bull, and the earth in the shape of a cow, he could actually estimate the general condition of his kingdom, and therefore he at once took proper steps to reestablish the legs of the bull, namely austerity, cleanliness, and mercy, and for the general benefit of the people of the world. He saw that the gold stock might be employed for stabilization. Gold is certainly a generator of falsity, intoxication, prostitution, enmity, and violence. But under the guidance of a proper king or public leader, or a brahmana or a sannyasi, the same gold can be properly utilized to re-establish the lost legs of the bull, the personality of religion. Maharaj Parikshit, therefore, like his grandfather Arjuna, collected all illicit gold kept for the propensities of Kali and employed it in the Sankirtan Yajna as per instruction of the Srimad Bhagavatam. As we have suggested before, one's accumulated wealth may be divided into three parts for distribution, namely 50% for the service of the Lord, 25% for the family members, and 25% for personal necessities. Spending 50% for the service of the Lord or for the propagation of spiritual knowledge in society by way of the Sankirtan Yajna is a maximum display of human mercy. People of the world are generally in darkness regarding spiritual knowledge, especially in regard to the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, to propagate the systematic transcendental knowledge of devotional service is the greatest mercy that one can show in this world. When everyone is taught to sacrifice 50% of his accumulated gold for the Lord's service, certainly austerity, cleanliness, and mercy automatically ensue. And thus, the lost three legs of the personality of religion are automatically established. When there is sufficient austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, naturally Mother Earth is completely satisfied, and there is very little chance for Kali to infiltrate the structure of the human society. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Chakatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Papanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Kaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, so welcome. I think you should be giving class. I didn't know. You are my worshipable or brother and representative spiritual master. I didn't expect that you to be sitting like this. Please give blessings. So welcome all the devotees from various places. So in these two verses we can see that how King Parikshit, he had to give justice to Kali. He had to give some places, because as a king it was his duty to protect everyone, to see that everyone has their own place in the society. And when he was going out to see the condition of the society, he had not expected such kind of thing, that somebody would be killing a bull and a cow. It was a very ghastly scene. Usually the slaughterhouses are closed. We don't know what is happening inside, and so many justifications are made that you can eat meat, it is good for health. But hardly people know or see the violence behind it. How much violence has been incurred to get that small piece of meat on our plate. So when Maharaj Parikshit saw such kind of situation, it was an open slaughterhouse. Of course, he had not killed bull or cow. He had just beaten their legs and they were bleeding, they were suffering, they were talking with each other. And this person, Kali, personified Kali, he was standing there in the dress of a king. And it was very obvious that he had committed this crime. And even Parikshit Maharaj was of that opinion that now he is the culprit. I should punish him. And immediately he raised his sword. Because he didn't want such kind of violence or criminal activities to go on in his society. He was immediately able to take action. And at that time, when he inquired Dharma, that bull, Dharma gave a very astonishing answer. And he first of all did not point out that this person is the cause of my suffering. Although it was very obvious, this person was caught, we say, like red-handed. His hands are red, there is a bleeding happening to another person or animal. So he is the person who is the culprit. Immediately we may come to that conclusion. And there have been a lot of discussion on who is the cause. Who is the cause of our suffering and disturbance. And ultimately, a lot of conclusions have been derived that ultimately, sometimes God is the cause of all causes, it is said. Sometimes people think that other person, karma, my own karma is the cause. So, when Dharma gave that answer that I don't know who is the cause of my suffering, and by that answer, King Parikshit, he understood that this person cannot be an ordinary person. He may be in the form of a bull, but he is religion personified. He is Dharma himself. That is the answer only may come from per Dharma, who has highest virtues. So, Dharma and Mother Earth, they had come in the form of a bull and a cow. And this type of reaction was unexpected. And although Dharma admitted that he is not my cause of suffering, King Parikshit could have immediately punished still this Kali. But then what happened? This person who had taken the dress of a king, although he was a Shudra, he should have fought with this king, Maharaj Parikshit, and proved that he is a Kshatriya. But he surrendered. He asked for the protection. So, he was not a Kshatriya, he was acting like a Kshatriya, he was a duplicitous person. So now the king was in another dilemma, because he has to give protection. He has to protect him, because for a king, every person in the citizen is his praja. This is my praja. They are all dependent on me. So, if somebody has taken shelter, how can I punish that person? Although he has committed a crime. So, we can see King Parikshit, he is exhibiting so many wonderful qualities through this incident. First of all, he was a great Vaishnava, because his ancestors, his grandfathers were Pandavas. he had imbibed those qualities. And he did not maintain any kind of vengeance or revengeful attitude towards anybody. Right from his birth, we can see that when he was in the womb of his mother, Uttara, he was attacked by Brahmastra Vepan. Brahmastra Vepan is a very dangerous weapon, and it is pointed towards a person to kill that person. When that Brahmastra was coming towards him in that womb, he was helpless. There was no weapon in his hand to protect himself. It was only Samodar he was struggling to be there. And this Brahmastra is coming. So of course, Lord Krishna, he knew that this is the act of Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama has thrown this Brahmastra to kill Parikshit. So at that time, Lord Krishna enters in the womb of Uttara to protect Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj had seen Lord Krishna in that position, that Lord had come to protect me. He had protected me when I was helpless. That wonderful form of Lord, yellow dhoti, bluish complexion, peacock feather, and he protected the Lord, Parikshit Maharaj. So it is explained that when Parikshit Maharaj came out of the womb, he was a child. His name was given Parikshit because he was always searching for Krishna. His consciousness was Krishna consciousness. He was searching for Krishna. He was not searching for Ashwatthama. Where is that person who tried to kill me? Now I want to kill him. He didn't have that kind of mood. He was searching for Krishna. So therefore, he had forgotten all those kind of incidents, what had happened to him. And he was moving around in the city to see that there is no unpalatable things happening. Everyone is happy in the society. That was the duty of a king to see. And he, when he saw that this Kali has surrendered, and he is asking for some space. He needs some space so that he can develop his preaching kind of thing, his activities. And Parikshit Maharaj understood that it is a will of the providence. I can't stop Kali Yuga to come. I'm not a person who can intervene the Lord, plan of the Lord. I'm simply an instrument. So many Kali Yugas have come and gone. And so many Kali Yugas will come and go. And I'm in this juncture, in this Kali Yuga. I may be the king now. Trying to defend everyone and trying to establish dharma. And somebody is taking shelter, it is my duty to protect also, to give some space. So he had to be extremely detached. At the same time, he has to see that everyone gets justice properly. People in the city also have to be, in the kingdom, have to be protected. They should be also very secure. They should feel secure to practice their spiritual lives, Krishna consciousness. And this Kali needs space. So, he forgave Kali. In one sense, he didn't keep that kind of ill feelings towards in his heart and gave space to Kali. And what he gave, where there these four things are happening, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. Because in his kingdom these things were not happening. Such things were not happening, unheard of. Nobody was doing such kind of wrong things. And he gave those spaces to Kali. Because he knew, king knew, that he has to go out of my kingdom. In my kingdom these things will not happen. He has to go out. Somewhere out to develop his nefarious activities. So, in this way, King Parikshit, he driven out, he drew out Kali and established again all these austerity, mercy, cleanliness. Because whatever gold was available, he took that gold and utilized that in the service of the Lord, especially the chanting of the holy names. And when Kali saw that these four places are not existing, so then he asked for one more place. Give me one more place, because I don't see these things are happening in your society. So King Parikshit gave him the place of gold. Wherever there is accumulation of gold, there you can stay. Because gold has very kind of, Srila Prabhupada explains that it brings all kind of falsity and illicit activities and violence and everything. As soon as there is accumulation of gold, Kali is residing there. And we see that in almost every age this problem has been prevalent. Satyayuga also, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they were so much attached to gold. In Treta Yuga, Ravana's whole city was made up of gold. And we saw that how Hanuman had to reach there. First he jumped and reached, and then second time they built a bridge. And building the bridge, they reached Lanka, and we know what happened. We heard after 2 days there is Hanuman Jayanti. So, of course, devotees will explain, glorify Lord Hanuman, what are his activities and how he, as a great devotee, and of serving the Lord in the mood of servitorship, dasya bhav. So, almost every yuga this problem is there. Because of gold there are fights. And Kali Yuga also, we see that Kali Yuga, hardly we see gold. Gold is taken away from our country. So much gold was taken away. Even imitation gold can be more alluring, more tempting. And I was doing some kind of research about the gold medals today's world, today's time. People are so much attached to gold medals. I want to achieve a gold medal. But then, it is not 100% gold, for your information. Even the Olympics, they give the gold medal. It is not 100%. Only 6 grams of gold in that. So you can imagine, 92.5% it is silver, and it is gold-plated. So the gold medal somebody gets is a gold-plated gold medal. But still, people are so much attracted to that. They will run here, there, and perform. maintain their physical fitness to get that gold medal. So Parikshit Maharaj, we see that how he even dealt with Kali in a proper way. And we see that Parikshit Maharaj example has been a very, very important example in our parampara, in this Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. Because his resilience is tested in this situation. Suddenly he encountered Kali. It was a difficult situation. He had to give justice immediately. And he gave a proper justice to Kali. And even later in his life, we see that when he had gone to forest and he was thirsty, some other, he was so thirsty, he went to ashram of that Shamik Rishi. And this Shamik Rishi was in the mood of meditation. He was in the meditation. His eyes were closed and he was absorbed in the meditation. He didn't know that who has come. So king becomes angry. It was not an ordinary thing. He had not become angry for such a small thing, that he has become thirsty, he is not getting water, and suddenly gets angry. And what he does is that he takes a dead snake. There was a dead snake lying around there, and he makes a garland of that dead snake and puts around Shamik Rishi. And he goes away. And then afterwards he realizes that I made a mistake. I should not have done such kind of thing. Such a small thing. And I have done such an offense towards this Rishi. It's not a good thing. He was repenting later on. But meanwhile, the son of this Rishi, Shringi, he saw and he became very angry. Who has done this to my father? Putting a dead snake around his neck when he is in the meditation. And he uttered a curse. Whoever has done this will die within 7 days by the bite of Takshak snake. Takshak snake, snake bird, it is explained that snake bird will come and bite whoever has done this. So he didn't know that this was a king who has done such an offense, and for this it was a mistake, it was a serious mistake, but for this he uttered such a heavy curse. And it was a fatal curse. This person is going to die, and this person was none other than King Parikshit. So King Parikshit, when he heard this, what was his reaction? Another incident in his life where his resilience is tested, his Krishna consciousness is tested. He accepted it positively. It's very, very important. When some reversal comes in our life, do we accept it positively or are we in a denial stage? Many times we are in a denial stage. Why this has happened to me? I have not done anything wrong to anybody. This person is wrong, that person is wrong, God is wrong. We start blaming everyone. But King Parikshit, he did not have this kind of attitude. He accepted it. It was a great courage to accept it. He had accepted death, that he is going to die within 7 days. Death notice has come to him. Within 7 days he will be no more in this mortal world. What a test, what a situation one has to face. Srila Prabhupada also explains that King Parikshit had at least 7 days to leave. But we don't know whether we have 7 days or 7 minutes to leave. We must understand, time is chasing everyone. Whatever time we have, it is getting depleted, little by little. And especially in this Kali Yuga, we have very less time. Sometimes it can be very scary also. How much less time we have in this mortal world? Just 100 years of life, maximum, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, somebody can live maximum 100 years. And what is 100 years? In days. If you calculated in days, how many are 100 years? 36,500 days. Only 36,500 days. Maximum we can live if we live even 100 years. So we don't have too much time. You must understand, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that almost 50% of our time goes in sleeping. Even now, minimum 8 hours, 1/3 of the day goes in sleeping. Childhood, 10 years to 15 years. Just childhood, when there is no awareness of what is human form of life, what is the goal of life, what we are supposed to do, what will happen after death. And 20 years, Srila Prabhupada explains, that goes in old age. Diseases, when one is invalid, doesn't have physical strength. So we can see that so much time goes in our sleeping and handling diseases and old age, and maximum 30 years somebody may have in a life, activity, whatever, childhood, studies, career, home, family. So where is the time to understand Krishna consciousness, to understand what is the goal of life? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj explains that therefore one should start from the very beginning of one's life. When somebody is young, kaumaram acharitvam, when somebody is young, that time only one should try to understand this science. Why should I worship Krishna or take this process of Krishna consciousness? Is it a waste of time? Am I going to lose something in this mortal world, mortal life? So therefore one must inquire right from the beginning, because afterwards we may not get time. We may not get time afterwards. Sometimes people say that we will do everything in the old age. No, old age is already there. It is not that we are will get enough time when we become old. So therefore here Parikshit Maharaj was given that curse. And what is that curse? Death by snake bite. That means snake is going to come and bite him, and that poison is going to spread all over his body, and he is going to lose his consciousness permanently. Right? That is a snake bite. And even we may have a little experience in this mortal world. If somebody has gone surgery or anesthesia, sometimes they put some kind of medicine, intravenous, right? And they inform also that we are going to put this medicine. They put some kind of small instrument and they tell that you will feel like this. You will feel little bit cold or little bit uneasy. And then we know that we can actually feel that that medicine is entering in our venous intravenous and going inside. And then sometimes we may lose consciousness for some time, right? If there is surgery, we lose consciousness, and doctors, they do surgeons, they do surgery, and afterwards we again come back to life, come back to consciousness, original consciousness. So we know that, this is a temporary situation. It may affect us, our consciousness, but we are ready, we are mentally ready, that we are prepared. And within last 2 weeks, I had two times such kind of things, one on the left hand and the right hand. They did this lot of test. And I could feel that this medicine is entering into my body. It is going to heart and doing something there. It was very unnerving, depressing, but I had to tolerate. Because I knew that I want to get cured. I want to know that everything is normal. So, Parikshit Maharaj had that kind of curse when this snake is going to come and bite him. And snakes have poison in their fangs, in their teeth. And that poison is going to spread in my body. King Parikshit knew that. When he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he knew that this is going to happen to me. After 7 days, this snake bird is going to come and bite me and I'm going to die. Right? So he had complete awareness. He was preparing. And he was ready to face that. He did not kind of rebel. He did not brought that Sringi and tried to tell him that reverse your curse. He didn't do that. He accepted it is the plan of Lord Krishna to break my attachments in this material world. Because I am attached to this kingdom, Atmajaya Sutagara, my body, my children, my family, my palace, my treasury, my all these animals. He is saying that I am attached to all this. And for a king to become detached from so many attachments is not easy. So Lord has intervened. And he is trying to take away all my attachments. King Parikshit, he took in that way. It is a plan of Lord Krishna. I should accept it positively. And what he was doing, he absorbed his mind in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because that is the remedy. The medicine is Srimad Bhagavatam. To hear Srimad Bhagavatam. To become purified. Because for Parikshit Maharaj, it was a poison. It was the poison that was going to kill him. And if we see other way around, in fact it was a bone. After that snake bite, he was going to attain his eternal life. Because he was so much absorbed in hearing about Lord Krishna, he was telling all the sages that please continue chanting. Please continue glorifying the Lord. Because let that snake bird or whatever that creature may come and bite me, but please do not stop glorifying Lord Krishna. That is the consciousness of Parikshit. Because that is giving me a real life. I am going to become immortal, Amrut. I may appear to be dying from this material world. That wish is going to, or the poison is going to affect my body, gross body. But my soul is going to attain eternal life. Because I am now getting absorbed in hearing the glories of the Lord. And even if I have to take birth again in this material world, let me take birth where there is glorification of the Lord. Where devotees of the Lord are glorifying, let me be in their association. So he's not saying that I may not take birth, I am going back home, back to Godhead. He's not saying like that. I may have to take birth again, even I am hearing very attentively this Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the right consciousness. That is the perfect consciousness King Parikshit is exhibiting. And it is very, very important to emulate this kind of quality. And we know that King Parikshit, he perfected his life by hearing the glories of the Lord. Shravanam. Shravanam of the Lord, he perfected. Now, he had a fortune. He was having Shukadev Goswami reciting Srimad Bhagavatam for him. And he was taking the medicine of Srimad Bhagavatam. The medicine of Srimad Bhagavatam cures our material disease. The difference between Parikshit Maharaj and us is Parikshit Maharaj was getting eternal life. We are, what is our condition? Our condition is that we are already beaten by a snake. And that poison has already entered in our system. Various kinds of philosophies, various kinds of un-Krishna conscious thought processes, they have poisoned our consciousness. And we are completely unaware of that. We are thinking that we are living, but actually we are not living. If somebody is not Krishna conscious, then we are actually dead. And therefore, this Srimad Bhagavatam will give us real life, eternal life. Shrunatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Satam Prasangana Mama Virya Samvida. It is explained that one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And that medicine has to be taken not from mouth, but from ears. If this medicine of Srimad Bhagavatam has to be taken from ear, because that will go into Rudaya, in the heart. And that will purify the impurities of the heart. It will clear all the unwanted things, anarthas. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, he actually helped us to take that medicine properly. Because Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of King Parikshit, he took the sword in his hand and entered in the kingdom of Maya. And what was his sword? He was alone. But his sword was his pen. He had a strong sword than the actual sword. And his pen was more powerful than the sword. Because it is also explained that the sword, the pen is mightier than the sword. If you write, that will have more impact. His guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he told that whatever Abhay writes, please print it. because his writing is going to change the heart, remove the ignorance in the hearts of people. Because of this ignorance, we are suffering in this material world. Our consciousness has become polluted. Our consciousness has become poisonous. And therefore, this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, this writing, will gradually remove the ignorance in the heart. And the message of Lord Chaitanya, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, anybody who takes the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, even that child may, that person may be a small child, that person can cross over this material world, which is filled with material ocean, we can say. It's a material ocean we have to cross. And this ocean of nescience is filled with various crocodiles, crocodile type of philosophies. Somebody is trying to just swim across and he knows that there are crocodiles in this ocean or even the river or small lake. One will be hesitant to enter there. But it is explained that Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Balopiyat Anugraha Taren Nana Mata Graha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that this material ocean, this Bhavasagar, is very difficult to cross. But who can cross over this ocean? One who has received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Even that person may be a small child. He can cross over this ocean of nescience. Because in Kali Yuga, in this today's time, we see that there are so many types of philosophies: impersonalism, atheism, voidism, pantheism, so many various types of philosophies are there. And these various types of philosophies are like crocodiles. Somebody gets caught up into that, it's very difficult to come out. Very difficult to understand the real message of Lord Chaitanya. What is Achinta Bhed philosophy? Achinta Bhed Abhed philosophy. That can become clear when somebody receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya came in this Kali Yuga as a golden avatar. People are attached to gold. But if you become attached to golden, golden incarnation, then we can become free from this ocean of nescience. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya came as golden incarnation. He took the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Because he knew that Kali Yuga people are attached to gold. So let me become golden. So that at least they will get some benefit. Trying to understand what is this golden incarnation, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what he has given. He has given the method of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. He gave this golden Mahamantra. We should understand that this Mahamantra is golden. It's our gold standard to come out of the ignorance. And he sent his commander in chief, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he went alone and started single-handedly this movement. He didn't have anything with him. He went alone, he started, and we know that within such a short time, he didn't have weapons, but he created weapons. And what are the weapons Srila Prabhupada created? Books. Books are his weapons. Chanting of the holy name is the weapon he created. People were going all over the world. Harinam procession, Sankirtan going on everywhere. He made chanting of Hare Krishna famous all over the world. He gave prasadam, created that. Everyone is waiting now, breakfast prasadam. Various innovative ways he tried to attract the minds of people. Deity worship he gave. We are so much attached to our deities. How the deities are decorated. Every day there is service going on. There is garland service, there is cooking service, there is dressing. Since morning till evening, people come and see the darshan of the Lord. They get attracted. Prabhupada gave that. He knew that how to capture the hearts of people. How to remove this ignorance. And he created the army of soldiers and warriors from different countries. People, they did not have any understanding of what is Krishna consciousness. But still, by coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, the chanting, prasadam, they are getting transformed. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of King Parikshit, he has almost stopped Kali Yuga to enter. Right? And he created this fencing around us. Four regulative principles. Safeguard yourself from these four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You'll be protected. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he really protected us, we must understand. And this story or the incident of Kali's beginning, I was just reading Vedabhyas, and very interesting how Srila Prabhupada, in his innovative way, in the late 60s when he had started this ISKCON movement, he wanted people to get attracted through dramas. Dramas, puppet shows, and various ways, various creative ways he was trying to attract the minds of people. And he told Haigriva Prabhu, please write down, I have this script in my mind, 23 scenes. First scene is devotees are chanting in the streets, going around, people are in the street and they're watching, the Harinam procession is going on. The second scene is Kali, personified Kali and his wife. What kind of very innovative he created. His wife Sin, Mrs. Sin. She is going to, they are conversing. And he told Haigiru that how you should create this scene that they are standing in the center and at four places around, these four things are happening. Somebody is doing gambling, somebody is doing meat eating, somebody is doing illicit activities, somebody is drinking. And this Kali and his wife, they are talking that they are worried. They are saying that now this Sankirtan movement has started. What will happen to us? What we will do? They are conversing. And that scene will change. And then the third scene of Rasa dance. Prabhupada is explaining. And Krishna is in the center and around there are people, Krishna with gopis dancing. And then there is a conversation. Krishna is telling gopis to go away. You go back. You should not be here in this dead of the night. And they will request. And they will argue for some time. Then they will go. And then Krishna will think that, what should I do? I'm so much indebted to these gopis. And how can I understand their feelings? I can understand their feelings only if I become like them. And therefore he takes incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. to understand what is the feelings of gopis, what is the love of gopis towards Lord Krishna. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada, he created this kind of dramas. And then his disciples, Vishnudayan Prabhu, I think that time, he was performing as a Kali personified. And it was a part of their Sunday feast program, this drama. Dramas in puppet show. And guests would come and they would enact these dramas and like that. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this culture, and his vision was to reorganize the society, create the Brahmana in the society. And even there are few Brahmanas, the society can become normal. That is how Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to organize the entire society. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and would like to end here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.